You're listening to SBS News.
He survived the Nazi Buchenwald concentration camp during World War II. He survived the Dora-Mittelbau concentration camp in the same war, and the Bergen-Belsen camp. But Boris Romanchenko, the 96-year-old Holocaust survivor, has been killed when shelling hit his flat in the war-ravaged Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. A statement from the Memorial for Buchenwald Survivors reported his death.
It is with horror that we report the violent death of Boris Romanchenko in the war in Ukraine. The multi-story apartment building where Romanchenko lived was shelled and caught on fire. Mr. Romanchenko was born on January 20, 1926, in Bondari, near the city of Sumy. He was deported to Dortmund in 1942, where he had to do forced mining labor. After an unsuccessful escape attempt, he was sent to the Buchenwald concentration camp in 1943. He was then sent to Peenemünde on the Baltic Sea, the island of Usedom, the Dora-Mittelbau concentration camp, and the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp.
Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, has been under heavy fire from Russian artillery throughout the invasion, which Russian President Vladimir Putin calls a special military operation necessary to disarm and denazify its neighbor. Russia is also pounding the besieged Ukrainian port of Mariupol into the ashes of a deadland, its local council says, describing two more huge bombs that fell on the city. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says there's nothing left of the southern city and warns of a possible food crisis because of disrupted grain exports from Ukraine.
Ukraine has always been one of the largest food exporters, but how should we sow under shelling of Russian artillery? How should we sow when the enemy is deliberately placing mines in fields and destroying fuel bases? We don't know what harvest we'll have and if we're able to export it when our ports are captured and blocked. Corn, vegetable oil, wheat, and many other products.
He's called on the Italian government to sanction Russia by imposing trade embargoes, banning the entry of Russian vessels to Italy's ports, and blocking the estates and bank accounts of Russian oligarchs linked with the Kremlin. Meanwhile, Russia, the United States, and Britain have traded accusations at the United Nations over the possibility of a chemical weapons attack in Ukraine, but no evidence was produced to back the concerns. The comments were made after Russia reported an ammonia leak in Ukraine's besieged northeastern city of Sumy, blaming what it called Ukrainian radical nationalist groups. Russia's Deputy United Nations Ambassador Dmitry Polyansky said Russian troops don't attack targets where toxic substances are stored.
The armed forces of the Russian Federation have never planned or carried out strikes against any Ukrainian facilities where toxic substances are stored or produced. The Russian army ensures security of such objects on the territories liberated from radical groups. We are deeply concerned by the recent developments in Sumy, as well as in other regions, with regards to chemical provocations staged by the Ukrainian nationalist groups. Given the record of negligence by the Kyiv regime of the Biological Weapon Convention, by developing of a military biological program with the help of the USA, as well as its pursuit of nuclear weapons, it is clear that the Ukrainian nationalist authorities will stop at nothing to intimidate its own people and stage false flag attacks to accuse Russia.
It's the third time Russia has raised the issue of biological or chemical weapons since it began what it calls a special military operation to demilitarize Ukraine on the 24th of February. Britain's UN ambassador, Barbara Woodward, described that as a false pretext to invade a democratic country.
They said that chemical weapons, nothing to do with them, everyone else's problem. So it's hard not to conclude, given their record in the UK, in Russia against Alexei Navalny, given what we've seen in Syria, that this, you know, might well be a prelude to the Russians themselves creating some sort of false flag chemical weapons attack. But we've been very clear that there are procedures for dealing with this, and that Russia, you know, we'll face the full consequences if chemical weapons are used.
Mr. Polyansky likened the situation in Ukraine to Syria, where he said chemical attacks by terrorist groups were blamed on the Syrian authorities. He accused Western intelligence agencies of staging chemical attacks in the past as a precursor to further escalate hostile actions. But the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, dismissed Russia's accusations.
I just wanted to come out and respond to the ludicrous accusations that the Russian deputy PR spouted out to you earlier. Russia has also, as they have done already three times, accused Ukraine of planning to use chemical weapons. Our concern is that this is a precursor for Russia's plans to use chemical weapons, and we have to make sure that the world hears this and understand what is taking place.
A senior U.S. defense official says the United States has not seen any concrete indications of an imminent Russian chemical or biological weapons attack in Ukraine, but is closely monitoring intelligence. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.